Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 16th, 2020. Almost 3 years after the theft of the 100-kilogram maple leaf gold coin from the Bode Museum in Berlin, a civil case will be negotiated at the regional court starting February 21st. The owner of the coin has only been partially compensated by the insurance company and is now suing for payment of the full value, as the Berlin Regional Court announced on Wednesday. The insurance company has not paid the full amount because it argues that there were security flaws in the protection of the item. According to the report, only 800,000 euros have been paid to the owner, a real estate entrepreneur from Dusseldorf. The coin has an estimated value of 3.75 million euros. The Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation, as the owner of the Bode Museum, has joined the suit. The perpetrators entered the museum through a window, removed the coin from the display case with an axe, and then transported it away with a wheelbarrow. The theft may have been facilitated by security deficiencies in the museum, which is part of the museum's Insel World Heritage Site. In July 2017, four suspects were arrested, and criminal proceedings against the men have been ongoing for a year. The whereabouts of the coin are unknown, and investigators suspect that it was melted down. So far, the criminal trial is scheduled to take place until the end of February. The theft of the coin made headlines worldwide. Two Berlin research centers for artificial intelligence, or AI, are merging and will receive additional funding from the federal government. 18 million euros will be provided until 2022, bringing the total investment to 32 million euros. In the new center, called Berlin Institute for the Foundation of Learning and Data, two institutes of the Technical University on Big Data and Machine Learning will cooperate and expand their work. The goals are world-class research, attracting leading AI specialists, and training the next generation of scientists. After a brawl among teenagers in Neuhohenschönhausen, a 16-year-old man was hospitalized with life-threatening stab wounds. The teenager underwent surgery immediately after the fight on Tuesday, and a 15-year-old was arrested on Tuesday afternoon. After the juvenile injured his victim, he handed the knife to a passerby. According to police, who confiscated the weapon, the suspected perpetrator sustained a slight head injury. The background and the exact course of the dispute is still unclear. Firefighters discovered 514 cannabis plants in Spandau on Tuesday evening. A resident of an apartment building in Ackerstrasse noticed clouds of smoke from an apartment around 9 p.m. and alerted the fire department. In two rooms of a burning apartment, firefighters found the plants and accessories for growing, which were then confiscated. The 39-year-old tenant now has to answer for the unauthorized cultivation of illegal substances, as well as suspicion of negligent arson. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.